The following podcast is brought to you by the Village Zendo. For more information, visit villagezendo.org.
Thank you, Bokashu. Roshi, we're all set whenever you are.
Thank you, Jisei, and thank you, Bokashu, very much for what you all do to bring us together. So appreciated. And I love feeling your presence, all of you. In our Zoom world. And even in the world of Zoom, you know, we each have some kind of physical space that we're in. Today, you know, is the third Thursday of the month. And it's an evening where we usually offer Fusatsu service. Time to check in with our ethical and moral teachings that we are a part of and that affect us and those that we relate to in any kind of way, whether indirectly or directly. So tonight we won't have a service. I terribly miss our bowing and so forth. But I will offer some words in that direction that I hope will be helpful. No matter where we are in the world, it's good to stop for a moment and acknowledge that the land that we occupy was surely once occupied by others. Through thousands and thousands of years, different peoples have lived where we are now, wherever you are, and they called it their home. In the case where the Zendo is physically located here in New York, we can acknowledge the ancestral land of certain native peoples that don't go so far back. The ones we know are the Munsee, Lenape, the Canarsie, and the Wappinger. And before the times that they were there, we don't really know the people who passed by this shore for millennia. Certainly, many people crossed the Bering Straits and headed south. And some must have stopped by here and ate an oyster and picked a blueberry. Then, in the 17th century, came the Dutch. Then the English. Then all kinds of Europeans. The Irish and Italian. And Africans, and African slaves from the south of this country. Droves and droves of immigrants came here, through here, and spread out, invading the whole American continent, taking parcel and parcel of land from the original native inhabitants, and changing how that land was used. Pressures of population and capitalism pressed across this country, building factories and railroads, new technologies to harness the perceived potential of the land. Much was gained and much was lost. We might call that a sin or history or the passage of time. So the question is, how can the teachings help us to understand the evils in time, the times when there is evil? And what do we have to do with it? The Dhammapada, which is perhaps the oldest original teachings. Number 18 says, to avoid all evil, to cultivate good, and to cleanse one's mind, this is the teaching of the Buddhas. It's very clear. To avoid all evil, to cultivate good, and to cleanse one's mind, this is the teaching of the Buddhas. It seems to me a very straightforward instruction. Easy to say, hard to do. To avoid all evil, to cultivate good, to cleanse one's mind. Dogen quotes this teaching some 1,300 years after the Dhammapada was written down. Some two oceans away, and hundreds of years later, he wrote, the ancient Buddhas say, refrain from unwholesome action. Do wholesome action. Purify your own mind. This is the teaching of the Buddhas. Refrain from unwholesome action. What is this refrain? How do we today refrain in our lives? Dogen tells us unwholesome action in former times and unwholesome action in the present time are sometimes the same and sometimes different. So we may understand that we need some discernment when we look at unwholesome past actions that we may benefit from. I'm thinking of historical wrongs that we've inherited, either as inheritors of perceived violence or of victimized violence. Or maybe in our personal lives, the unwholesome actions that we may have committed in the past are all functions of time. Dogen goes on to say, wholesome action and unwholesome action are time. Although time is neither wholesome action nor unwholesome action. Wholesome action and unwholesome action are dharma. Although dharma is neither wholesome action nor unwholesome action. As dharma is all-inclusive, unwholesome action is all-inclusive. All dharma is inclusive. Wholesome action is all-inclusive. His fascicle called Refrain from Unwholesome Action. Let me repeat just that first sentence. Wholesome action and unwholesome action are time. Although time is neither wholesome action nor unwholesome action. Sounds complicated. But what does it mean to us here today? In our Zoom land, when we are remembering that today is the usual time of the month that we take for a repentance ritual, we chant, all evil karma ever committed by me, since of old, because of my beginningless greed, anger, and ignorance. Now I atone for it all. When is that time of repentance? Is it since of old? Or is it now? This is Dogen at his best, I think. In Uji, the fascicle we're studying this Ango, Dogen writes, "You may suppose that time is only passing away and not understand that time never arrives. Although understanding itself is time, understanding does not depend on its own arrival." I'm going to just repeat that. "You may suppose that time is only passing away and not understand that time never arrives. Although understanding itself is time, understanding does not depend on its own arrival." So for me, Dogen is centralizing each moment of awareness, whether they be our consciousness of a past action or an intention for a future one. "You may suppose that time is only passing away and not understand that time never arrives." When Dogen says this, it feels as if time and mind are one. They cannot see one another. We don't see ourselves. And as we atone for our unwholesome acts, we are in a new time, the time of atonement. As Dogen says in Uji, "People only see times coming and going and do not thoroughly understand that the time being abides in each moment. This being so, when can we penetrate the barrier? Even if people recognize the time being in each moment, who could give expression to this recognition? Even if they could give expression to the recognition for a long time, who could stop looking for the realization of the original face?" These days, in the history of our country, we are called to recognize and to inhabit and atone for the karma of the past, the racist, sexist, violent past of greed, anger, and ignorance that somehow gave rise to the times that we now live in, a time when dukkha or suffering taints the hearts of all the inheritors of this violent history. There are a lot of well-intentioned liberals in this country that don't get this. They fail to understand the important work of rebuilding, rewriting, recognizing the errors and brutality of past history, and the importance of healing, of restitution, that is necessary to make this time a time of healing and rebuilding trust and interconnection with all our citizens. Dogen's admonition in the 13th century that we fail to look directly at how time being abides in each moment is warning us not to take lightly the necessary historic revision of our history that we are witnessing. We can understand this clearly in the politics of this country and this moment, and hopefully also in our own hearts, in our own lives, where we may find the roots of our unwholesome actions and the promise of our wholesome action as we meet this moment of time that we're breathing into tonight, that we are atoning within, that makes our life meaningful and good. It would then be, I think, as Dogen writes in his section of Uji, that we become ordinary and view the time being simply, as he says, according to ordinary people's view of the time being, even enlightenment and nirvana as the time being would be merely aspects of coming and going. Even enlightenment and nirvana as the time being would be merely aspects of coming and going. So without putting our nirvana and our enlightenment up on some shelf above us, why not make it part of our daily coming and going? Why not take it in to our experience of this moment of our life? Would you be able to take a chance on that? Would you be willing to atone for the karma of this country that we've all inherited? The karma of our families that we all have inherited? The karma of our own lives? And deeply, simply atone, become one with. To atone is simply act one. To acknowledge, to realize, to make amends when possible. Let's not turn away. Let's be willing to repair the evils of the past. Let us atone. My verse for tonight is, bowing, bowing, bowing. Down, down, down I go. Let me feel the earth. Let me atone for all of it, every suffering being throughout time. We can do better. Now.